I can't even begin to tell you how good it is to see you again. And it's certainly been too long. But I've been flung to the corners of the diocese and beyond these past months. But there's a special sense that one has when he knows he's home. And I know I'm home with you, and I'm very, very happy to be here. I hope that you all had a wonderful Thanksgiving, and I hope that those brave people who go looking for deer at this time of year had some success. I call them brave because if you're brave enough to go out there, you're also brave enough to camp. And for me, that's the highest form of bravery. I would never think of it. Very good to see you all again. Now, the gospel has a very interesting opening to it. That the nations of the earth will be in dismay. Well, dismay is a little soft of a term for what they mean. If you wanted to describe right now how Russia and Turkey are doing together, you would not call it dismay. Quarreling would be better, and even the language could be more strong than that. The nations of the earth will be quarreling, at odds, even at war with one another. If we think of ISIS and France and the rest of the world, nations will be quarreling, at war with one another, because of the roaring of the seas. Did you think about that? Because of the roaring of the seas, the nations will be quarreling. What on earth does that mean? And some say, well, that's churchy talk. We don't know what it means, but God knows what it means. The nations will be quarreling because of the roaring of the sea. When we read the scriptures, we got to think about these things. What could that possibly mean? And in order to understand what that means, we have to remember a passage from the book of Revelation where John says, I saw a new heaven and a new earth. The old heaven and the old earth had passed away, and there was no more sea, S-E-A, and the sea was no longer. The place where the waters roar and cause the quarreling of the nations was no longer. The sea in the apocalyptic literature, the roaring sea is a symbol for confusion and disorder of the sort that causes nations to quarrel. If we turn on the radio and we find out that in California there are 10-foot waves and the sea is roaring, we don't say, oh, that's going to cause a war. But if there is widespread disorder and confusion in the world, that's what causes war. That's what causes quarreling among nations. And that's what the sea represents, which is why John says at the end, the sea will be no longer. There'll be no more confusion and disorder. A new heaven and a new earth. Now, that is a very timely concern upon which we can meditate, because there certainly has never been more confusion and disorder among people than there is today. It's been as bad, but it's never been worse. Confusion and disorder. Just earlier this morning, watching one of the Sunday morning talk shows, what did I hear somebody say? I don't care whether what Trump says is true or not. He's strong enough to do something about it. He can say anything he wants, but I know that he's strong enough to do something about it. Disorder and confusion have to do with the truth. And we have a society that is publicly now completely and explicitly rejecting the truth. Our culture has rejected the truth forever. And it started centuries ago. But it's rare that somebody will say, I don't care whether it's true or not. I have a feeling that he'll fix it. That's how you're going to vote, huh? You're going to vote because you have a feeling. The truth of the matter is, that's how most Americans will vote. Because they have a feeling. Has nothing to do with the truth. And when Americans vote because they have a feeling in large numbers, what do we get? We get what we've had for almost 8 years. When disorder and confusion are the order of the day, when people explicitly reject the truth, and when they want to wallow in confusion and disorder, then we are in deep trouble indeed. And we are. But Advent is the season of hope, because we look forward to the coming of Jesus at the end of history in all his glory, when the sea will be no longer, when there will be no more confusion and no more disorder, when there will be truth. As we prayed last week, a kingdom of truth and life, of holiness and grace, a kingdom of justice, love, and peace. We live in hope of that. And that's the special gift today, that word, to those who will be our catechumens and candidates for this year, whom we welcome today. Another word for confusion and disorder is darkness. And another word for truth is light. Those of you who are already baptized are picking up your pace in terms of going into the full light of Christ, which comes through the Catholic Church. You're picking up your pace. Those of you who are catechumens and who are not yet baptized are making a journey to the enlightenment of baptism at Easter. In all cases, you receive and are strengthened through confirmation in the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And those beautiful gifts of the Holy Spirit that you'll be praying about as you prepare to receive them, those beautiful gifts of the Holy Spirit give you everything you need not to be conquered by the disorder and the confusion, so that you don't contribute to quarreling among nations, because you don't quarrel with one another and you don't quarrel within yourself. Because you are more and more immune to the disorder and the confusion, to the darkness of the world. The Lord is going to give you everything you need at Easter so that you can walk a straight line toward heaven through all the confusion and through all the disorder. The roaring of the sea will lose its power to cause discord in you. And that's the beginning of the end of discord in the world. That's the beginning of peace in the world, when confusion and disorder are put to flight in your own lives and hearts, and in their place, there is peace. It's a beautiful journey. We pray for you in a special way today, promising to walk with you on that journey, because all of us need to receive booster shots when we go to confession and Holy Communion. We need to receive booster shots against the confusion and the disorder of the world, so that we can cross roaring seas with the peace and the serenity of Christ. That's our Advent hope. Praise be Jesus Christ.